You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Back in July, 28 GOP Idaho House members sent a letter to Boise State University about diversity and inclusion programs at that college. As you can imagine, that sparked a summer of controversy and discussion. Well, now, Boise State's College Republicans and Young Democrats are sponsoring a forum with legislators about this issue. And here today to talk about the Tuesday forum are Ivy Smith, the president of the Boise State Young Democrats, and Victoria Mayer, president of the BSU College Republicans. Both of you, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So I want to start, and I would love both of you to answer this. Let's go back to that letter in July. What was your reaction when you first heard about it? And Victoria, we'll start with you.
Sure, yeah. So I completely agree with what the legislators have said in the letter. I think it was about time that they spoke up and represented those who on campus don't really have that much of a voice. I think there's been a lot of political discrimination in the classrooms and kind of an overall fear of from students to retaliate speak up and speak back to the professors if they don't agree with them due to the fear of retaliation. So I think the points that were highlighted in the letter were great, and I also feel that the university could drastically decrease the price of tuition and really open it up for people of all races, genders, sexual orientations, instead of the current situation, which is a pretty steep tuition price.
And Ivy, what about you when you first heard about this letter back in July?
I would say my first like knee-jerk reaction was just, I was appalled that within the first week of Dr. Trump becoming our new university president, that this letter was sent out, because it just definitely felt like a very targeted act that they waited until it was over the summer when most of our students were gone, so they weren't even able to have student input to come back and say how they felt on the issues of this letter, and then to also just jump on our president within the first week when obviously these programs were in place before she got there. They were in place when Kestra was still our president. They were, I understand that the letter was in response to an announcement that our interim president, Martin Schimpf, had sent out. But it just seemed like a very targeted play there. And I don't think that if they had waited until students had come back and when students would have been aware that this was going on, that this would have been so underplayed. In addition, I think targeting specifically the Black graduation and the Rainbow Pride graduation celebrations and not even considering some of the other celebrations like the Catholic graduation ceremonies or the LDS graduation ceremonies just seemed like a really specific issue to tackle with no evidence to back up why it's just those specific groups.
So let's talk about this upcoming forum, because my understanding is the Idaho Freedom Foundation was involved originally with the upcoming forum on Tuesday at first. But your two groups really decided just to take over the organizing. And why did you decide to do that?
So actually, in the beginning, the Young Republicans... So there was a protest to Barbara's letter over the summer, and I actually spoke with Barbara about the letter and gave her my full support, and I really wanted to help her to have a conversation on campus and really break it down in a more civil manner to talk about the letter and sort of like explain her points. So originally, the College Republicans were like, hey, let's do this discussion and let's bring in some representatives. And the Idaho Freedom Foundation, we actually invited them initially to be one of the speakers on our side of the panel. And then, you know, the Young Dems spoke up and said, actually, we would really prefer that it be just completely like student organized. And we respected that. And as did the Idaho Freedom Foundation. So they actually just stepped back into more of a promotional capacity. And we just kind of moved on from there.
And Ivy, from your standpoint, you know, having this conversation, what are you hoping to gain from it as students? I mean, especially, you know, two opposing political parties coming together. But I mean, frankly, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right. I think it's just really important. Like, as of right now, the conversation has been solely kept between elected officials and faculty within the university. And the students got to have, like, we had Boise State Young Dems were also part of the rally over the summer that protested the letter. But we didn't really get a whole lot of a lot of students were back home. Like, they didn't even know what was going on. Right. And so this is a way to bring the conversation back into the students. Like, this is something that directly affects us. We should also get to, like, it's our tuition money that's being argued over. We should get to decide what that money's invested in and what is important to us. And that's what I'm hoping this event is going to, make the students aware of what actually is going on, like what are the discussions that are happening, and for the legislators to get to see the student turnout and to see what the students actually are invested in and what they want to see with the future of our university.
And Victoria, I mean, whether you agree with the content of the letter or not, mm-hmm. for you, does it ultimately come down to what Ivy said in the sense of, how about hearing from actual students? And what I mean by that is, I mean, how important is it for you that student voices are represented in this conversation?
Sure, yeah. So it's very important for me that student voices are represented in this conversation. And I feel like these legislators coming in to speak can sort of be the mouthpiece for us in the forum. Does that kind of answer your question?
It does, but I guess what I'm curious about is that there's been so much conversation mm-hmm. about, you know, not just the letter, but diversity and inclusion, right? And you even pointed out to maybe feeling like you couldn't speak up in certain situations on mm-hmm. campus. That's an important thing to be discussing,
right?
And it's important that college students who are the ones being affected by not just this letter, but by what lawmakers are doing, mm-hmm. to have that voice be a part of the conversation. Was that a discussion when you decided to start putting this forum together?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was. Like I said, initially we had a few people in mind for our side of the debaters. We involved the Young Dems because we felt they could obviously contribute a lot to this conversation, and it was really necessary that they joined us. And
how open have the lawmakers been to being a part of this?
I initially had reached out to Representative Matt Erpelding as my first person that I wanted to turn to, and it was just a quick phone call right after I had met up with Victoria, and it was an immediate yes, this is important, and I want to be there. And then he also helped me identify Senator Sheree Buckner Webb as another fantastic representative that would be able to come out and really speak to these issues, both of them, of which just being like an expert in these fields. Matt had already previously done a few he obviously helped like craft like the letter. He also had been coming out and speaking against these diversity and inclusion issues that were being brought up over the summer. And then Senator Sheree Buckner Webb, she's on the education committee, and so she can speak to how this the funding in the legislature, which is obviously the biggest issue that's being brought up in the letter, is, you know, how these funds are being used. So she can speak to that in addition to being a part of the Sojourner community.
Mm-hmm. And Victoria, who will be speaking on the Republican side of this?
So it will be Representative Ehart and Representative Zollinger. Both of them, I feel, are fully capable, yeah. And they were both completely aware of the situation and hoping to contribute sort of like their side of the letter and, you know, mm-hmm. provide a productive conversation. I would also like to add that I'm pretty sure there's not an LDS graduation-specific program that was discussed earlier. So,
I will tell you this, though. We actually talked with Representative Ehart when the letter came out, and in that interview, she did refer to that, or I believe Representative Erpelding. But within that conversation, they did talk about LDS graduation and Catholic graduation. So, they are not funded by the university.
Okay.
But there are, if you want to call them graduation, you know, gatherings for certain groups. I want to thank both of you for coming in. You know, what a great conversation to be having, especially when it affects your tuition dollars. I mean, you are the people being the most affected by this conversation. So I want to thank both of you for coming in. This is open to the public mm-hmm. on Tuesday?
100%, yes.
So we have been talking with Ivy Smith, the president of the Boise State Young Democrats, and Victoria Mayer. She is the president of the BSU College Republicans. They are together putting on an upcoming forum on college diversity. It will be held this Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Simplot Ballroom at Boise State University. Students and the public are invited to attend. A good conversation to be having. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Up next, a movement to stop taxing menstrual products all around the country. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.